As I reflected on our readings for this Sunday, Christ is revealing himself to us. We will never be able to know Jesus unless he reveals himself. We cannot know and understand God, but we can only understand what he shows us. Yun lang ang maintindihan natin. And so, this Sunday, we're going to look at the readings, and I believe Jesus would like to show himself to you so that you can encounter him in your life and build a relationship with him. I remember when I was consecrated as your bishop here, June 14, there was a portion in the ceremony where two deacons would put the gospel book over my head. Aywan ko kung naalala nyo pa. May dalawang deacon na hahawak ng gospel book na to, bubuksan nila at ilalagay on top of my head. Hindi naman ipapatong. I remember when I became a deacon, nung naging deacon ako, hawak ko rin yung gospel book. Yun ang assignment ko as a deacon, noon hahawakan ko yung gospel book. And at that particular time, tinuro sa amin, sinabi sa amin that, you know, as a deacon, it is your responsibility to carry the word of God to the world. So yun, daladala ko yung gospel book. Nung naging bishop ako, ibang klase. Yung gospel book hindi na binigay sa akin para buhatin ko, pinatong na sa ulo ko. You know? Sabi ko, ibang klase ito, you know? Binuksan yung gospel book at it was placed on top of my head. I was given the privilege to choose the deacons. Mamimili ako ng deacon kung sino ang gagawa at hahawak noon. I chose one deacon from Antique, from the church where I came from. And I chose one deacon from St. Michael, a deacon that I'm going to work with. And so silang dalawa ang pinili ko. Ang pakiusap ko lang sa kanila, huwag niyong bitawan ang libro. Okay? Baka pumalo sa ulo ko. And while they were doing that to me, and the patriarch was saying his prayers over me, nakalagay yung gospel book, I remember what Bishop Ricardo said to me many years ago. Sabi niya, teach what you believe. Kung anong pinaniniwalaan mo, ituro mo. Don't teach anything that you don't believe. Amen? Huwag kang magturo ng forgiveness kung di ka naman naniniwala na dapat tayo magpatawad. So sabi niya, you teach what you believe. Then he said, when you do that, the next step is to practice what you teach. So habang nakapatong yung gospel book sa ulo ko, I remember his words to me. The responsibility of a bishop is he has to teach what he believes, and he has to practice what he teaches. Now, before we go into that, let us look at our Old Testament reading today, because we're going to talk about the power of God's Word. Amen? Pag-uusapan natin, the power of God's Word. In our Old Testament reading today, it is the story of the Israelites, nung paunti-unti na silang bumabalik sa Israel. Remember, they were taken captives by the Babylonians. And through how many years nandun sila sa Babylon, then unti-unti na silang nakakalabas at umuwi na sa Israel. And one of those groups who came home was Nehemiah. So nung pagdating nila sa Israel, the land where they came from, the whole place was really destroyed, sinira talaga. It was devastated. You know, you could just imagine na dati nung dyan kayo nakatira, ang ganda-ganda ng mga bahay, maalala mo yung memories mo of your childhood and everything. Then suddenly, pagbalik mo, wala na, sira na, it was leveled to the ground. And the people were very sad when they came back to Jerusalem, when they came back to the holy city, kasi sira na yung city nila. So Nehemiah purposed in his heart to rebuild the city. And he started out with a project to build the wall first, to protect the city first. And during that time they were doing that, the copy, the Holy Scriptures, was discovered. Nawala na kasi yung copy nila ng Holy Scriptures. It was discovered. And it was discovered by the high priest, Ezra. O, sino yung mga taga-Ezra, Holy Society of Ezra dito? O, wala nang taga-Ezra dito? O, yun. Dapat alam nyo yan. He discovered the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. And so sabi ni Nehemiah, you read it to the congregation, read it to the whole nation. And so, very early in the morning, habang madilim pa, they all gathered together in the city square. Pumunta silang lahat. Women, men and women, all of them, they went there. And from dusk till noonday, binasa yung scriptures at in-explain sa kanila ng ibang pare. So, mayroong reading at may homily din. Homily is just an explanation of the scriptures that they were reading. So, ilang oras yon? Early in the morning, natapos sila noonday. They listened. Ezra stood on a platform and read the word of God to them. And the other priests also explained to the people what is being read. For how many hours the people stood to listen. Mabuti nga tayo, nakaupo tayo habang nakikinig sa salita ng Diyos. Sila nakatayo. Kaya minsan siguro subukan din natin na nakatayo tayo habang nakikinig sa homily. Ako naman yung uupo. Okay? So, they listened to him, to Ezra. He was reading the scriptures. And in the middle of the day, nung matapos na yung binasa yung scripture, the people started to cry. Hearing the word of God moved them. It moved them and they started to cry. They were cut to the heart. There was a change, a renewal that happened to them. So nung nakita na ni Nehemiah, their leader, nakita niya, the people were crying, they were so sad. Why? Ito yung sabi ng Diyos, hindi natin ginawa. Many times, meron tayong mga ginagawa sa buhay. And you know, sometimes you don't even know that what we are doing is destroying us. Why? Nakalimutan natin yung sinasabi ng Diyos. Sometimes, may magkamali sa atin, hindi natin papatawarin. And we know talagang hindi tayo nagpapatawad. We forget that the more we live in unforgiveness, the more unhappy we will become. Kaya nagre-reklamo tayo. Sinisisi natin ang gobyerno, sinisisi natin yung ibang tao, bakit hindi tayo happy? Hindi, ikaw yan mismo. Because you have harbored sin in your heart. Kaya nung narinig nila yung salita ng Diyos, umiyak sila. Tayo palang may kasalanan. It's not God's fault, it's us who is in the wrong here. And so they started to cry. And Nehemiah said, okay, wag na kayong umiyak. This is not a time to be sad. We should rejoice because God is speaking to us again. We should rejoice because we have heard the word of God again. So sabi ni Nehemiah, stop crying, stop mourning. This is a sacred day. You go home, you eat with your family, you drink. And for those who cannot afford, sabi niya, okay, isamam nyo na rin sila, pakainin nyo na rin. This is the time to rejoice. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Diyan ang galing yan sa Nehemiah. Amen? Kaya pag nanghihina ka na, nabibikatan ka na sa buhay mo, it's time to go back to the Word. You look at the Word again. Read the scriptures again encounter the scriptures again, and it will bring out the joy in you. You see, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. The scripture says the word of God is spirit. Amen? The word is spirit. And when you read the word of God, you are being filled with the spirit of God. That spirit is the spirit of joy. It will renew your strength. Minsan ganyan tayo pag may mga problema, malayo ang salita ng Diyos sa atin. Minsan may nakakausap ako, sinasabi niya, nakakawala ng gana, Father, basahin yung Bible. Tama, pag may problema ka. And the more na hindi mo babasahin ang Bible mo, the more kang manghihina. At papatong-patong yung mga problema. At nagiging mabigat ang buhay araw-araw. So it's time to get the scriptures. The scripture has the ability to renew your strength. It has the ability to bring out the joy in God of God in you. The spirit, the word is spirit. There is a connection between the word of God and the spirit. They're not separate. Where the scripture is read, where the scripture is digested, the Holy Spirit comes in and fills you up. We can go on and on. Matatapos tayo dito hanggang first reading lang tayo. The second reading talks about the body. That we are baptized into one spirit. And we are made to drink of the same spirit. We only drink of the spirit. What does it mean to drink of the spirit? To drink of the spirit is to drink the water of the word of God. And that water, sabi niya, you are made to drink of the one spirit. And now, the body, though it has many parts, they have now become one. The ability of the Word of God to unite people, to bring people together. That's the power of God's Word. We drink of the Spirit. How do we drink of the Spirit? When we take in the Word of God. Amen? Meron akong nakausap na doktor, sabi niya, sometimes people have problems with their kidneys kasi hindi masyado sila umiinom ng tubig. We don't drink water. Sabi niya, eto, makinag ha, doktor nagsabi nito, baka magalit kayo sa akin, lalo na yung mga senior, kung hindi mo bantayan, sa isang araw, isang baso lang ang iinumin. Kaya, bantayan ang mga lola at lola. Tanungin nyo, lola, uminom ka na ba ng tubig? Oo. Ilang baso? Kalahati. Kailan? Kahapon. Okay? So they have to drink water all the time para hindi masira yung mga organs natin. So sabi ng doktor, minsan umiinom lang tayo ng tubig pag nauuhaw na tayo. When we are thirsty, we drink water. But sabi niya, kung nauuhaw ka na, ibig sabihin, natuyo na ang tubig sa katawan mo, naghihingi na yung katawan mo, sumisigaw na ng para sa tubig. So the doctor said, drink water every hour. Huwag mo nang antayin mauuhaw ka, uminom, unahan mo na. Okay? Okay. Medical tip. So the body of Christ is like a physical body. You have to maintain it with water, and the water is the Word of God. Kailan ka iinom? Yung naghihingalo ka na? When are you going to drink your water? When you're already thirsty and you're almost dying, you're so dehydrated, dun ka lang magbabasa ng Bible mo. Kaya minsan may mga Kristiyano, magbabasa ng Bible kung may problema na. No? Kung may mangyari sa buhay nila na hindi nila gusto, hahanapin nila ang Bible nila. Then they start reading. Magulong isip, babasahin ang Bible, mas lalong gugulong isip mo. You have to take in water, the water of God's Word every day. May problema sa wala, uminom ng salita ng Diyos. To keep your spirit, your soul healthy. Why? Because it has the ability to unite, to bring together. That's why sabi niya, the body has many parts, but it's only one body. And we're made to drink in one spirit. Some of the problems in the church is because minsan marami tayo sa simbahan. Nag-aaway-aaway, hindi magkaintindihan. Galit yung isa sa isa. Pag nagtatrabaho, ayaw magtrabaho sabay. Kanya-kanyang trabaho dahil nag-aaway. And that simply shows kulang tayo sa pag-inom ng salita ng Diyos. Because if we are drinking the water of God's Word every day, then all of us will come together. It brings us together. It unites us. Amen? Amen? Oh. The power of God's Word to renew and change our life. Every time we encounter the Word of God, we are encountering Christ Himself because Christ is the Word of God incarnate. Every time you open the Holy Scriptures and begin to look into the Holy Scriptures, you read the Holy Scriptures, you reflect on the Holy Scriptures, you are encountering Christ. You are looking into the face of God in Christ Jesus. It will renew your life. It will transform your life. And also, it will bring unity among us. It will bring unity in our community. It will bring unity in our family the more we look into the Word of God. Amen? That's the first and second reading. Now, let's go to the Gospel. The Gospel speaks today of Jesus, who is the Word of God. And He came to preach the Gospel. Pumunta siya sa synagogue, binuksan niya yung Scriptures, and the Scriptures was the Word of God, and He was there talking to them. Sabi niya, He has come to bring good news to the poor. What does it mean? The Word of God brings hope to the poor. Amen? When we find ourselves in situations where we can do nothing about it, we look into the Scriptures because it will bring hope to us. Kailangan natin yung hope. Amen? Amen? When we are in a very difficult situation, mawala ng lahat sa'yo, huwag ka lang mawala ng pag-asa. And the Word of God has a way of always bringing hope to you. He preached the Gospel, announced the good news to the poor. Jesus, the Word of God, brings hope to us, to the poor. To set the captives free. Wow! The Word of God will deliver us. There is one particular scripture that I love so much. Sabi niya, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Whatever it is that is holding you down in your life, whatever it is that is trying to keep you from moving on or from growing in the Lord, sabi niya, you need the Word of God because only the truth of God's Word can set you free. Pero tingnan mong sinabi sa Scripture, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. It is our responsibility to know the truth. God's responsibility is to reveal the truth to you, to give you the truth, but we have to know the truth. How do we do that? Hindi ang Diyos ang magbabasa ng Bible para sa'yo. Tayo ang magbabasa ng Bible. It is not God who will do His meditation and reflection for you. You have to reflect on the Scripture. When you read the Scripture, parang mirror yan. Okay? The Scripture is like a mirror that every day you look there. And you always look at the Word of God and see yourself in the Word of God. Kaya pag may nabasa ka dito, binasa mo sa Bible, ay, dapat ito kay ganito. Ay, dapat ito mabasa ni ano. Hindi, tinitingnan mo ibang tao. Hindi, tingnan mong sarili mo sa scriptures. It is like a mirror. Sino sa inyong may puntahan na importanteng lakad na pagtapos niyong lumabas sa banyo, bihis kayo, diretso na, at hindi tumitingin sa salamin? Sino? Ha? Okay. One time, nangyari sa akin yan, sa sobrang nagmamadali. Pagkatapos ko maligo, bihis ka agad, takbo na. When I arrived there, sa pupuntahan ko, lahat ng tao nakatingin sa akin, sabi sa akin. So, hindi ko alam bakit nakatingin sa akin. Yun pala, may sabon yung tenga ko. Hindi ko nakita, may sabon pa. Okay, why? Pati hindi ko napansin may sabon pa. I did not look at myself in the mirror. And sometimes we are like that. Akala natin ang bait natin. Akala natin okay ang buhay ko. Hindi ka nakatingin sa salita ng Diyos. Because the Word of God ay parang salamin yan. Pag tiningnan mo ang sarili mo, hindi sinungaling ang salita ng Diyos. Pag hindi mabuti ang ginagawa mo, lalabas talaga yan dyan. The scripture is also like a double-edged sword. Yun ang sinabi sa Bible. It is a double-edged sword. It will cut. It will cut your heart. What does it mean that the Word of God is a double-edged sword? It will cut through your heart. You know, sometimes, ang dami nating sinasabi na hindi naman yun ang iniisip ng puso natin. Bakit mo siya sinampal? Father, gusto ko lang talaga siyang turuan ng leksyon. Mahal ko siya. Sa sobrang pagmamahal ko, hindi ko kayang hindi siya maturuan. Kaya sinampal ko lang, Father, kasi gusto kong turuan. Basahin mo yung salita ng Diyos. You read the Bible and read it because that word will cut your heart. Kung mali ang ginawa mo, masakit talaga yan. Sasabihin talaga ng Diyos yan. It's really word. And sometimes we make excuses. Palapit na tayo sa Lent. Again, in Lent, we will do our yearly evaluation of our heart. Kasi minsan ayaw natin tingnan yung puso natin. Kasi pag tinignan natin, ang dami nating ayaw nating gusto makita sa puso natin. Kaya nagbibisi-bisihan na lang tayo. Busy ako dito, busy ako. So that we will not have time to look at our hearts. Well, coming Lent, we will evaluate our hearts again. In the sacrament of confession, when we go to confession, marami nagsasabi na, direct na ako kay Lord. Direct ako kay Lord. Hindi ko kailangan ng sacrament. Hindi ko kailangan ng pare. I can go to God and just confess my sins to God. Yeah. But the problem with your heart, when you talk to God, your heart is deceitful. Amen? Your heart is deceitful. Pwede mong sabihin, nag-confess na ako kay Lord directly. Anong sabi ng Diyos? Okay lang daw. Okay? Then tomorrow you do it again. Then tomorrow you do it again. You keep on doing the same sin. Because ang excuse mo, I look at God, I just confess my sin to God. One time, a person came to me. Pumunta siya sa akin. Ito ang sabi niya, pagod na ako sa kasalanan ko. I talk to God, I confess my sin to God, but I keep on doing the same mistake. So sabi niya, Bishop, hindi ko talaga kaya, Bishop. Nambababae talaga ako, nangangapid ako. Awang-awa na ako sa asawa ko. Tuwing uuwi ako sa bahay, yung asawa ko hindi alam ang ginagawa ko. Pinagluluto pa ako, pinupunasan ako, pinaplansya yung damit ko. Sabi niya, naawa na ako sa asawa ko. Kaya gusto ko nang isabihin sa kanya na, you know, nambababae ako. Sabi ko, huwag mong gawin yan, sisirain mong buhay ng asawa mo. Ikaw may problema, hindi yung asawa mo. So he came to confession. Sabi niya, every night, bago daw siya matulog, kinakausap niya si Lord. Itong sabi niya kay Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. I did it again. Yan ang sinasabi niya. So sabi ko, ano namang natatanggap mo kay Lord? Sabi niya, sabi ni Lord sa akin, okay lang. Kaya kinagbukasan, ulit na naman. Punta na naman siya doon sa kanyang girlfriend. And then, it goes on and on and on and on. And finally, nakita niya sa simbahan that we have the sacrament of confession. So he came. Sabi ko, ba't nandito ka? Pwede mo naman kausapin si Lord direct. Sabi niya, pero paulit-ulit yung kasalanan ko, Father. I want it to end. So sabi ko, okay, you come here. Then he confessed his sin. Sinabi niya, etong ginagawa ko. When he made that confession of the sin, this is what I told him, you will not do that again. Huwag mong gagawin yan ulit. Pwede ba, Father, na dahan-dahan lang, imbis na 5 times a week kami nagkikita, 3 times ko na lang, tapos next month, 2 times na lang kami magkikita ng girlfriend ko, hanggat sa 1 year, 1 time na lang kami magkikita, once a year na lang. Sabi ko sa kanya, no, today, you stop doing that. Yan ang hindi niya narinig sa Diyos, narinig niya sa pare. And a few months later, he came back and he said, I cut my relationship with that girl anymore. I love my wife. Tinapos ko na, Father. Ayaw ko na. What was that? He encountered the Word of God. Amen? In the sacrament of confession, you are allowing the Word of God to speak to your heart. I said to him, don't do that anymore. Eh, mahirap yung direct to God. Okay sana yan. Pinapatawad talaga tayo ng Diyos if we confess to Him. But the problem is our heart does not listen. The heart is deceitful above everything else. So after that confession, he came back to me and sabi niya, yeah, the temptation is there. But after that time we talked, sabi niya, hindi na naulit. At pinagdadasal ko, Father, hindi na maulit. I broke up my relationship with my girlfriend. And sabi ko, yeah, you go on and love your wife. Discover that love again. Fall in love with your wife again. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Word of God is a double-edged sword. It will cut your heart. Bakit ganito? Ang dami nating dahilan sa sarili natin. Ang dami nating sinasabi na hindi naman totoo. But when you take the Word of God, it will cut you. At sasabihin talaga ng Diyos yung tunay ng motibo ng puso mo. And we don't like that. Amen? Now, if we're able to take the Word of God, it will transform and renew our life. But the Word of God also reminds us that if we receive the Word of God, we become servants of the Word of God. The term we use there sa simbahan natin, ang tawag natin dyan, ministers of the Word. Sino sa inyong tumanggap ng salita ng Diyos sa buhay niyo? You took the Word of God. Amen? Amen? Nung nagka-problema ako sa buhay ko, ang sabi ni Bishop Ricardo sa akin, huwag ka mawala ng pag-asa, tutulungan ka ng Diyos. Salita ng Diyos yun. Alam mo, pinanindigan ko yon, hinawakan ko yon, and true enough, God delivered me from the problems I was facing then. The Word of God saved me. I listened and I held on to the Word of God. I put my trust and confidence in the Word of God and it saved me. I have received the Word of God in my life and it saved me. Now, I am a minister of that Word. I am a servant of that Word. And as servants of the Word of God, we are compelled to go and speak the Word to the world also. We are dispensers of God, of the Word now. Kaya nga sabi ko, ang sarap ng buhay ninyo pag Linggo, nakaupo lang kayo dyan. Nakikinig kayo sa akin. Ako buong linggo, I reflected on the scriptures that I'm going to share with you. Pinag-aralan ko, I reflected on it, linuto ko, inayos ko. Then early morning on a Sunday, I pray the word again. I pray again the things that I'm going to share with you. I tell the Lord, Lord, kung merong mga bagay dyan sa pinag-aralan ko na hindi naman galing sa'yo, tanggalin mo sa isip ko. I want to speak your word. Then eto na yon, ngayong araw, sinasabi ko na sa inyo. And you guys, you just sit down and you listen to that. Okay? Pinaghandaan ko yan. Linuto ko yan. Pinaghirapan ko lang itong salita ng Diyos para maibahagi ko sa inyo. Ngayon, itong tanong ko, tama ba yan na nakaupo kayo, nakikinig lang, at yun na? Tapos na? Tapos na? Hindi. Ngayon, natanggap niyo yung salita ng Diyos. Ngayon, may responsibilidad ka to bring the word to other people as well. You have to share it. You have to speak it. You have to live it out so that others can see. Others will have hope. Others will receive healing. What you have received from the word is also what you are going to give to others. Kaya pagkatapos ko mag-homily sa inyo, pagkatapos natin basahin yung scriptures, binasa ng napakagandang bagong lector natin. First time niya na mag-lector. Lorraine, you did a good job. Okay? Kanina kasi nanginginig na siya, natatakot. Sabi ko, no. Huwag ka matakot, nanonood ang papa mo sa langit, pinapanood ka. You see, she spoke the word of God to us. She read from the scriptures. Then all of us who receive that word, we are responsible to bring that word out. We are servants of the word of God. We are ministers of the word of God. It's not just the priest. It's not just the deacon. It's not just the bishop. But all of us who have received the word of God have now become servants of the word of God. Then you bring it out. There is power in the words that you will speak. Because the word that healed you is the same word that will heal others if you speak it to them. The same word that brings joy to your life is the same word that will restore joy in the life of other people. The same word that blessed your life and prospered your life is the same word that will bless and prosper the lives of other people. It's our responsibility to bring out the word. Now, having said that, I go back dun sa consecration ko. Nung ninagay yung Bible sa ulo ko, and my memory came back to what Bishop Ricardo said. Sabi niya, teach only what you believe. Huwag kang magtuturo ng bagay na hindi ka naman naniniwala. You have to have faith in what the Word of God says. When you go out and begin to share the Word of God, share the things you believe. Amen? Do you believe the Word of God can save a person? Then you share that. You bring that to the person. When someone comes to you at may problema, sasabihin niya, Father, iniwan ako ng asawa ko. Tapos kanina, pinatawag ako ng boss ko. Tinanggal na ako sa trabaho. Tapos kanina, Father, kinuha na yung susi ng kotse ko, inimbargo na ng bangko. Tapos, Father, pag-uwi ko pa kanina, yung aso ko nasagasaan. Tapos may sulat doon, yung mga anak ko umalis na. Father, anong gagawin ko? Pearl, anong gagawin ko? Anong sasabihin mo? May tali ka ba dyan? Hindi ganyan. You get the Word. The Word of God that saved you and delivered you from all your troubles and fear, and you share that. You know what? We have a God who can do this. We have a God who promised us that in the midst of these things, He will never leave us, He will never forsake us. You know what? Last year, I have the same problem with you. I lost my job. I lost so many things. Nasunugan ako. But this is what God did to me. Itong ginawa ng Diyos sa akin. God is faithful. You know, yung sinishare mo na yan, yung sinasabi mo sa tao na yan, God knows what the Holy Spirit will do because that word that you speak, He will drink from that. He will drink the Spirit of God in that word. And that person, I really believe in all my heart that once that person encounters the Word of God, he will never be the same again. It will make the difference. Kaya minsan maraming pumupunta sa akin, minsan, Father, thank you. Until now, they still call me Father. Sabi niya, oh, sorry, Bishop pala. No, it's the same thing. Just call me Father if you like. So sabi niya, Father, thank you. Why? Remember, sabi mo sa akin ganito. Sabi ko, sinabi ko ba yan? I already forgot na sinabi ko. Father, sabi mo, di ba, mapopromote ako? Oh, sabi niya, eto, Father, I just got promoted. Saan mo gusto kumain? Oh, yung sabi niya. Sabi ko, sinabi ko ba mapopromote ka? I don't remember anymore. Because during that time I was there, I was just ministering to you. I was just dispensing the word which I also received from the Lord. Receiving the word of God brings us the responsibility to share the word of God. Okay, so yun sabi ni Bishop, but you've got to believe what you are sharing. Amen? Don't share anything na hindi ka naman naniniwala dyan. You know? Share what you really believe, the word of God. And the second thing, and I will end with this, don't just believe what you teach, we should practice what we teach. Amen? Kung yan ang sinasabi mo, dapat po makita din yan sa buhay mo. Okay? And that is very important. This is very important. We call that integrity. Integrity. That's the word where the word integration was taken. Integrity. Integration is buo. Amen? Buo. Minsan kasi, ang tao hindi natatanggap ang salita ng Diyos kasi ibang sinasabi mo, ibang ginagawa mo. Hindi buo. Hindi buong loob. Puso at ano sa Tagalog? Iniibig ko ang Pilipinas. Diba? Panatang makabayan. Sa isip, sa salita, at sa... Oy, matagal na kayo hindi nagpamanatang makabayan, ha? Sa isip, sa salita, at sa gawa. What we believe, and what we say, and what we do, bring it together. Integrate it in your life. That's integrity. And it becomes very powerful when what you say is one with what you do. We live now in a generation that cannot hear with the ears. They hear only with their eyes. Lalo na sa mga magulang, sasabihan yung anak, anak, magdasal kayo araw-araw. Kami noon, pag sinabi ng tatay namin yan, ginagawa namin, natatakot kami. Pag sinabi ng tatay, gawin. Ngayon, yung mga bata, hindi ka narinig pag nagsalita ka. They can't hear you. Why? Because they need to see first. Kaya pag sinasabi mo, anak, magdasal kayo palagi. hindi nila marinig yan at hindi nila gagawin. Pero pag sinabi mo, anak, halika, dasal muna tayong dalawa. You take your children and you just pray with them. Why? Because they see you. Nakikita ka nila. And what you say is one with what you do. Now, they get the message. One of these days, we will leave our children behind. Hopefully, mauuna tayo. At bago tayo mawala sa mundong ito, sana naman, makuha nila yung tinanggap natin sa Diyos. Hindi lang yung lupa, hindi lang yung pera, hindi lang yung yaman. Kung meron kayong lupa na iiwan sa mga anak nyo, okay yun. Sa mga magulang na wala namang lupang iiwan sa mga anak nila, okay lang yan. Sana hindi lang pera, hindi lang yaman. Leave also the faith to them. Leave the love of God to them also. Pag aalis ka na, pag kinuha ka ng Diyos, yung mga anak mo, mamahalin ba nila ang Diyos? Will they love God? Huh? Will they love God? Kung kinuha ka ng Diyos, magsisimba pa ba yung mga anak nyo? Will they still come to church? Yan ang mga tanong. Kaya tayo mga magulang, we have to know that one day we will leave our families behind. The hour will come when we have to depart this world. But before we do that, pass on the word to them. Not with your mouth only, but in your life, by your daily actions. Believe what God said, then teach what you believe. Amen? Then, practice. Do what you teach. Do what you say. When we do that, we become true servants of the Word of God.